Socialism is the equal distribution of poverty. And communism is socialism with a gun at your back.
D. James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform, socialism has come to Congress.
The new socialists in Congress are like the old socialists in that they do not understand economics. They want to spend more money and have no plan of financing those expenditures.
What are the consequences of the growing socialist movement for the future of America?
Karl Marx said, "My objective is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism."
Join us as we shine the light of truth on American socialism on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. There is a new socialist wave in America. Surveys show that the millennial generation now prefers socialism to capitalism. And last month witnessed the swearing in of several members of the Democratic Socialists of America as members of the United States Congress. On today's program, you'll see how the socialist agenda threatens the future for your children and grandchildren. We will sit down with a former three-star general, a Delta Force commander, in fact, who will show how this agenda threatens religious freedom. And we will share some resources with you that will expose the lies of socialism, placing it under the searchlight of truth. As we begin, socialism is ultimately about government acting as parent and provider, and a very controlling parent at that, we might add. With a rising national debt and a determined cohort in the newly elected Congress intent on irresponsibly adding to that debt, what will the consequences be? Our own Dr. Jerry Newcomb takes a closer look.
Was I in here last night and did I spend a $20 bill?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, what a load that is off my mind. I thought I'd lost it.
You know, we could say they spend like drunken sailors. But that would be unfair to drunken sailors. Because the sailors are spending their own money.
When it comes to debt and to wasteful spending, no family or individual can just spend money ad infinitum without ever hoping to pay it back. But our government has been doing that for decades.
In the last 30 years, America has gone from the largest creditor nation in the world to the largest debtor nation in the world. We are the most in debt nation in world history.
The national debt is a moral issue because it is affecting every man, woman, and child in this country. We're at a very dangerous point now with the escalation of debt in our country. We've never before seen this level of debt. Today, the average American owes $200,000 on the national debt. When you add up the unfunded federal net liabilities, those are the unfunded liabilities for the entitlement programs, Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid.
We're buying our own debt. And so when you monetize it, you're basically printing the money to buy your debt. Now, sounds complicated, but it's this idea that there's only so many dollars that are in existence. And if you double the money supply, you print twice as many dollars, every dollar that's in existence is now effectively worth half.
The tragedy of runaway government debt is that ultimately it can lead to hyperinflation. The government prints so much on paper or by adding zeros on the computer, and money loses its value. This is especially hard on the poor.
That's the problem. It hurts people most of all on fixed incomes, but it hurts everybody. Because if you make investments based on what the dollar's worth today, and the dollar inflates, then your investment isn't worth what you thought it was. Mm. It's a very immoral way to tax people without their knowing they're being taxed. We have to cut spending, and we have to cut taxes to stimulate the economy. If you cut taxes and stimulate the economy, you'll have more revenue coming into the federal treasury. But you don't want to raise taxes to cut the deficit, because that just feeds the monster. That encourages Congress to spend more. It encourages the bureaucrats to create more programs.
The national debt is currently up to $21 trillion and counting. It more than doubled under President Obama. But keep in mind that during much of that time, the Republicans controlled the House of Representatives. Under their tenure, the debt increased significantly. And so there's a looming financial crisis in America if we don't curb this problem.
The United States cannot pay back all the debt that it has issued. So if we raise expenditures, we're going to increase debt, only shortening that period that we have before a financial crisis unfolds. And the United States is vulnerable to a financial collapse because our assets cannot support our liabilities.
Our first president warned America about irresponsible spending and reckless debt. In his farewell address, 1796, George Washington said, "Cherish public credit, not ungenerously throwing upon posterity the burden which we ourselves ought to bear."
You know, when I first came to Washington in 1983, the national debt was a little under $2 trillion. And I'm just aghast at how much our country has faltered over the last two or three decades. So I think this is an extraordinarily dangerous situation.
If it's dangerous now, imagine if the new socialists in Congress and in other places of government get their way. For example, they want free Medicare for all, free college tuition for all, without a realistic way to pay for these things.
This would require them raising taxes.
There's an element where, yeah, people are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes.
The new socialists in Congress are like the old socialists in that they do not understand economics. They want to spend more money and have no plan of financing those expenditures.
But someone might argue it's the Christian thing to do. That is to use government money to help the poor and the downtrodden, even if it leads to more government debt.
I always laugh and sometimes frown when people say, oh, the Christian thing to do is continue to spend money recklessly like we are doing now. Milton Friedman taught us, you know, Milton Friedman was one of the great economists of the 20th century, maybe the greatest economist, and he taught us that there's no such thing as a free lunch. If the government spends a dollar, that dollar has to come from somebody or somewhere. You know, it's not as if there's some kind of tooth fairy where the government can just create money and create wealth. And the real problem here was people say, oh, it's so Christian to be spending all of this money on all these programs. And I say, wait a minute, who's going to pay the cost? Isn't it Christian to care about your kids and your grandkids?
Our founders were willing to sacrifice their prosperity for their posterity. They pledged their lives and their fortunes and their sacred honor for a generation yet unborn. Today, we're sacrificing our posterity for prosperity and saddling our kids with an unpayable debt so that we can maintain our standard of living. And that's the thing that concerns me when Proverbs 13:22 says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Right now, we're not leaving a very good inheritance.
The never-ending penchant for taxes, expansive government, and nanny statism has moral causes and consequences. Dr. D. James Kennedy recognized this early on, and I'm joined now by his daughter and my very good friend, Jennifer Kennedy Cassidy. Jennifer, your dad saw the spiritual connection in these things, didn't he?
He did, because he applied the Bible to all spheres of life. My dad knew that the Bible speaks to public and political issues just as surely as it speaks to private and individual issues. He knew that anything that involved human beings who are created in the image of God but have fallen into sin has a spiritual dimension. That is certainly true when it comes to socialism and our ever-growing government. My father knew that the desire to have the government acting as parent and provider and the spending that goes along with that agenda results from spiritual disease. And it's not just a disease that infects the leaders. It's a disease that infects the voters as well. My father shares more in this portion of his message, Christianity and the Federal Deficit.
The overriding problem facing our nation at this time and facing the new administration and Congress is the problem of the spiraling, completely out of control national debt. There has been much analysis, but all of it without God. There has been a great deal of discussion, but none of it has considered His Word. There has been much efforts to find the problem, but the spiritual and moral aspects of it are left undiscussed. I believe that that indeed is the greatest problem facing our nation today. From an economic point of view, and I believe that this huge problem of a spiraling, out-of-control national debt is basically a moral and spiritual problem, and it is not going to be solved unless it is solved on a spiritual basis. The Bible says that inheritances go from the father unto the sons. But we have reversed that. We are taking from our sons and our grandsons and wasting it on our own immediate needs. We have lost the biblical concept of self-discipline, of postponing the fulfillment of desires by saving. And we want our grandchildren to pay for our upgraded standard of living today. Winston Churchill said, "Capitalism is the unequal distribution of wealth. Socialism is the equal distribution of poverty. And communism is socialism with a gun at your back." But let me tell you that the gun is there in socialism also. It may not be the means that they got to power. They may have done that by the ballot box. But at that point, the appropriation of the goods of one person and giving it to another is done with a gun at your back. And if you doubt that, just withhold it, and you will soon find out how true that is. I had a lady say to me after the first service, the only person who said to me, she said, "I completely disagree with you." Wonderful. What do you disagree with? She said, "I believe that we are our brother's keeper." I said, "I completely agree with you. I believe we are too." I said, "The difference with you and me is I believe that we are our brother's keeper, and you believe that the government is our brother's keeper." Her mouth fell open, and she walked out without saying another word. And that's the difference between Christianity and socialism. Here is the great problem in America. As our founding fathers said, that we have no government that's able to deal with an ungodly people. And yet we've been educating people in ungodliness. We've been educating them in socialistic concepts of character and economics. And now we are reaping the results. And the prospects are devastating unless something be done. And it can begin with us. It can begin with us, who say, "Lord, I set my affections upon things above, and I trust you to provide all of my needs, and I'm going to seek the things of your kingdom rather than the things of this world." Or is your life distinguished by conspicuous consumption? Is your heart fixed on the things of this world? Only Jesus Christ can change that, and only Jesus Christ can solve the problems of our nation. We have gotten rid of God. We've gotten rid of His Word. We've gotten rid of prayer to Him. And now we are reaping the consequences. And even in the analysis, no one seems to notice where the real problem lies and where the real solution lies in Jesus Christ. May we pray. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Help us, O God, to learn with the apostle, in whatsoever state we are, therewith to be content. Grant unto us that divine contentment that comes with having our citizenship above and having our affections set thereupon. May Jesus Christ reign supreme in our hearts. Deliver us from the mad rush after materialism. And this we pray also for our nation, that they may see that it is in Christ who founded this nation that there is any hope for its recovery. We ask it in His most holy name. Amen.
As Dr. Kennedy explained, socialism not only forcibly takes the earnings and property of some to give it to others, but it robs our children and grandchildren of their inheritance. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But biblical truth is actually a threat to the socialist agenda. General Jerry Boykin is executive vice president of the Family Research Council, a retired three-star general who once commanded the elite Delta Force. General Boykin sees an attack happening within our own nation. I recently had a chance to sit down with him as he connected the dots for us between Marxism and many of the things we see happening in America today. When President Obama ran for the highest office in the land, he pretty much told people what he was going to do, too. And he pretty much did everything he said he was going to do. Nobody believed or nobody took him at his word. So as we look at Bernie Sanders or some of these socialist candidates that have risen up in different primary elections so far, we should take them at their word, shouldn't we? What they say they want to do is what they're going to try to do with all their might.
That is exactly right. Take it seriously. When they tell you they're going to destroy you, your way of life, your society as you know it, take them seriously. And that's why the Southern Poverty Law Center is so important to this effort, is because they are one of the strongest and most active arms of implementation of this Marxist strategy.
Yeah. It meaning that with their designation of hate is affecting all the institutions that the communists and socialists want to deconstruct, right? The church, the family, anything on the leftist agenda. Essentially, if you oppose anything on the hard left's political social agenda, you're going to make the hate map of the Southern Poverty Law Center for that reason alone.
Well, and picking up on that point, one of the things in the Naked Communists that they said they were going to do is they were going to infiltrate the church, and they were going to turn revealed religion to social religion. Mm-hmm. Now think about that. Mm-hmm. How many churches in America today, Christian churches, never speak about the gospel? But it's a nice social place. You can go and feel good and visit your neighbors on Sunday. And there's a lot of that in America, a whole lot more than I think most people realize. And that was part of their plan, you know. And the other thing, though, that they actually said they were going to do, and this is critical to them achieving their objectives, they were going to infiltrate the school systems and inculcate socialism into the curriculum. So we got people, millennials, that have grown up thinking socialism is acceptable. And the other thing, though, is they were going to unionize teachers, and then they would control the union, thereby controlling the teachers.
All that's happened. When you talk to the millennials, if you explain to them what communism and socialism really is in terms of how it would affect their lives, they tend to shift their opinion quite a bit. If you explain to them, they get no Google, no Facebook, no Twitter, no Amazon, no Apple. None of that stuff comes up because there's no capital formation in socialism, that it would be differently. And quite frankly, I've seen some research that says if you just change the terminology, you don't talk about capitalism, you talk about free enterprise, they tend to swing that way. Freedom sounds better. So there's an opportunity there, but if we don't seize the opportunity, what's going to happen? Socialism's really going to have its day, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to become a Marxist communist nation. And, you know, you really become a communist nation when you declare we're atheist. Yes. We're officially atheist. Right. And that's when this economic pathway to Marxism is socialism. Yeah. And then Marxism becomes, communism when you declare atheism. So that is going to happen in America if we don't reverse what's happening right now. And part of the problem is my generation slept through about 40 years. I'm 70 years old. We slept through 40 years and paid no attention to what was happening in the colleges and the universities. And they've become so infiltrated by people that are hardcore leftists. That doesn't mean there aren't some conservatives on faculties, but they go underground because they are they're battered because of their conservative views. That's why, what do you expect to come out of college? What do you expect to come out of college when all they get in 4 years there is a leftist Marxist view of America, of America's history? They're not proud to be Americans. And when you lose your pride in America and you lose your way in terms of where you came from and where you're going, you know, the old proverb says, if you dwell in the past, you lose an eye. If you forget the past, you lose both eyes. Boy, that's true right now.
The socialist agenda hasn't changed in decades. And bit by bit, year by year, Marx's followers grow more successful in bringing socialism to America. Along with that socialism comes growing government, stifled freedom, and a muzzle on religious speech, among other things. D. James Kennedy Ministries is committed in the coming months and even years to helping you connect the dots between Karl Marx's vision and the socialist upheaval we see happening in America now, which includes everything from global warming alarmism to transgenderism. And we have developed a vital resource we want to share with you as our thanks for your generous donation to help us continue investigating and broadcasting stories about this movement and covering them with God's truth. It's the new book, The Coming Socialist Wave: Biblical Answers to Socialist Lies. This important and practical book uncovers the lies of socialism and counters them with biblical truth. It features chapters showing that socialism impoverishes nations, is at war with the family, and is at war with the church, and more. Contact us now with your generous donation so we can send you this vital book, The Coming Socialist Wave, as our thanks. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or you can go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a donation of $50 or more, we will send you the book plus the new DVD, What's Wrong with Socialism, featuring interviews with General Jerry Boykin of the Family Research Council, whom you just met, Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, Brigitte Gabriel, and others. This DVD also contains documentary features on the growing plague of socialism, especially among younger Americans, and how we can stop it. We will send you the DVD, What's Wrong with Socialism, plus our newly published book, The Coming Socialist Wave: Biblical Answers to Socialist Lies, as our thanks for your generous donation of $50 or more. And you will help us investigate, document, and expose the socialist movement in America on programs just like this one through your ongoing support of our federal lawsuit against the corrupt Southern Poverty Law Center, and more. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or you can go online to djkm.org. As we see rising young socialist stars entering the Congress, it's good to remember some of the wisdom of Ronald Reagan. He fought valiantly to cut back wasteful government spending. He once said, "We don't have a trillion-dollar debt because we haven't taxed enough. We have a trillion-dollar debt because we spend too much." Wow, if only our national debt was as low as $1 trillion today. Our 40th president once noted government's view of the economy could be summed up in a few short phrases. If it moves, tax it. If it keeps moving, regulate it. And if it stops moving, subsidize it. Well, in recent weeks, new representatives to Congress have proposed everything from raising the top income tax rate to 70% to once again implementing single-payer, government-controlled health care. That alone would cost an estimated $32 trillion in new government spending over 10 years. Basically doubling the current amount of tax money the government takes from we, the people. And all that new spending would only give us the same overburdened system we see in England, where over 4 million of England's 66 million people currently sit on lengthy waiting lists for needed surgeries. We will never solve our nation's problems by irresponsibly growing the size of government and redistributing wealth, strategies that have failed everywhere they've ever been tried. It doesn't work because governments are run by people, and centralizing power among sinners only brings trouble. President Reagan once described the problem memorably. He said, "Government is like a baby with an alimentary canal that has a big appetite at one end and no sense of responsibility at the other." D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Truths That Transform. I'm Frank Wright. We'll see you next time.
Next week on Truths That Transform.
The real problem is that in the name of social justice, what's being done is actual injustice.
Atheism is foolishness. It is, in fact, irrational. And the person who maintains it is irrational.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.